Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Welcome to today's program, everyone. A lot of things on my mind to talk about, all different things going on in the media, but a couple that I want to hit in no particular order. Stuff we've seen recently, and I may be a little bit behind schedule, but stuff that I want to address, we just need to hear a different perspective on. One of the things is these Syrian refugees, these migrants. I want to mention that real quick. Who's to say that they're actually refugees? And I know everybody's getting swept up in the movement of the need to welcome these folks and show compassion. But just so you're aware, a different perspective on the situation. Did you know 70 to 80% of the Syrian migrants coming out of war-torn Syria are male? And most of them are military age, young men, early 20s, 18 to 21, 22. So that's not really the makeup generally of refugees, old, sick, infirmed mothers and children. And that gives a different perspective. So before we get swept up, especially Christians and Americans and this whole thing, we got to welcome them. Understand Syria and Iraq are the locations of the most volatile and aggressive and violent Islamic terrorist group, that's ISIS. And so it just begs the question, are all these migrants actually refugees? Are they all even from Syria? And why so many young men? Incidentally, that boy that was drowned on the shores of Turkey, which was terrible, was not fleeing war-torn Syria. He was on a boat with his dad and family that capsized because they were just going to get some dental work in Turkey. So the media is pushing this narrative that's not necessarily true, and we have to avoid getting swept up in it. Okay, another thing I wanted to talk about, again, a little bit behind, but it's worth mentioning, the Pope. The Pope visited his big trip through America a couple weeks back. Pope Francis. Now, Pope Francis, let's be honest, he's, by the things he says and does, he's a leftist, I'm sorry to say, socialist, can we say Marxist? Maybe not, maybe that's too extreme, maybe. Understand, he's from Argentina. These a lot of these South American, Latin American countries are just hotbeds of socialism, where it's bred and maintained socialism as a policy and implemented by the governments there, and the people are constantly oppressed. So that's the background he's coming up out of. And a couple observations I want to make on the Pope doing his tour of the U.S. First of all, it's kind of embarrassing, and if I may say, very un-American, this weird obsession with this guy. He's just a guy, like anybody else, and even from a strictly theological perspective, a biblical perspective, he's as much a sinner as anybody else. And yet we see these people just fawning, the media fawning all over him, Obama himself. But that's because the Pope's implementing a lot of liberal language, which these people like. But, you know, the photo ops, but the 9/11 memorial, things like that. And I'm thinking it's so un-American because in America, We don't have a view of a hierarchy in society, some that are better and greater and more more holy and righteous, or more wealthy and powerful, or smarter than the lower class of people. We don't have an idea of classes. I mean, that was the whole idea behind the Protestant Reformation and then the American experience after that, that all men are equal. All men are equal spiritually. In our country, all men are equal politically. The Protestants rejected the divine right of kings, that kings were gods or sent by God, and whatever they said was the law because they were greater and higher than everybody else. And we all need to, worship the king. Protestantism rejected that, rejected the papacy and the supreme authority of the Pope and the bishops. Again, all are equal before God and at the foot of the cross. And then in America, we really, a good way to say it is, we've never been in America, in our culture and in our government and our law, there's no respect. We're not respecters of status or persons. That doesn't mean we're disrespectful to people. What that means is as our documents have enshrined legally, all men are created equal. And so we don't ooh and ah at, monarchs coming over or religious figures that are high and lofty and lifted up above all the rest of us lowlifes. No, we believe what the Bible teaches about man's equal condition. And so it's strange to see Americans who usually don't genuflect and worship other men to be kind of parading behind the Pope and waiting on his, hanging on his every word. Kind of un-American, a little bit embarrassing. And that doesn't mean that as Christians we wouldn't submit to a king if we had a king, but the point is like Samuel in the Old Testament, we reject that notion that a king or a person that has an elevated status is the right way to structure a society or to structure a government. We agree that God is king and all men are equal below him. So it's kind of weird to be fawning after the Pope. But just, again, an observation. He had some words to say about immigration, which I really was bothered by. In front of Congress, he said this, referencing when the first Europeans arrived. Once again, we got this sad story about how all the people who were living here first were completely abused and massacred, basically is what he implied. He said this, tragically, the rights of those who were here long before us were not always respected. And then he said this, we must not repeat the sins and the errors of the past regarding strangers in our midst now, referencing the illegal immigrants, and we're just supposed to welcome all these people with open arms is what he's saying. That's easy for him to say because he comes from oppressive South American countries where all the people are running away from his type of socialist governments. But the point is, I found it strange that he's lecturing Americans who have been, since our inception, pioneers of human rights and liberty, lecturing us on treating people with dignity and respecting civil rights. This is coming from the Catholic Pope. Now, I'm not trying to attack the Catholic Church or turn this into a Catholic versus America thing. What I'm just trying to say is it's hard to hear coming from the Catholic Pope. And that's quite honestly because of some of the legacy of the Catholic Church. I mean, during the Reformation, you've got people being burned at the stake by the Catholic Church. John Huss, Bloody Mary, Catholic Queen of England, who had tons of Protestant leaders and pastors murdered. I mean, not to sound too harsh here, but the historical fact of the Reformation was heavy and lethal persecution against many from the Catholic Church, against so many of the reformers. The Inquisition in Spain, which is so often laid at the feet of Christianity in general as an accusation against Christianity. To be perfectly honest, again, that was the Catholic Church doing that in Spain. That wasn't the Christian religion that was at fault. That was the Catholic Church at the time. So the Catholic Church hasn't always promoted civil rights in the best way. And there he's lecturing us as though he's got this a spiritual or moral high ground, little hypocritical, and saying it to the Americans who are the heirs of the English tradition, which was the Pilgrims at Plymouth Rock. And we weren't massacring the Indians. As a matter of fact, we had a Thanksgiving Day celebration with them and engaged in commerce with them. So again, who's he lecturing and why? If there was a case to be made about massacring, maybe some of the Catholic Spanish explorers at the time of the colonization, massacring Indians. But why is he coming to our country and lecturing us on that? He should maybe take a look at his own heritage. Again, a little strange. And I'm not buying into this whole thing either, that all the explorers from Europe, Spanish or otherwise, came and butchered the Indians. I'm not saying that at all. That's another myth. Columbus was a fantastic guy and looked at what he was doing as missions work. I'm just saying, if there's going to be any case to be laid at anybody's feet over disrespecting the rights of the natives here, I don't think you should really be telling the pilgrims that and the descendants of the pilgrim heritage. Thank you very much, Pope Francis. And then the last thing is that when he's here, you constantly hear this debate between socialism and capitalism. And, Pope Francis is for more of the charity of socialism and, America's a capitalist model. And is capitalism better or not? Or is socialism more loving towards the poor and needy? And it's starting to get on my nerves. And here's why. Maybe I should do a whole Feet to the Fire episode on just this debate on economics. But we debate this as though socialism and capitalism are two different but equivalent value systems or economic models, as though we're kind of cherry picking based on opinions. You know, the grocery store. There's capitalism, there's socialism. Pick one. And even as conservatives, we use this word capitalism, which really the liberals like to use that word because it sounds like money, which makes it sound very profit oriented, as though the economic system, that economic model, is based on greed. And, you know, Karl Marx used that word. It's a relatively new word, the capitalist or capital. I'm not sure how exactly he used it, but kind of referencing this system. It's relatively new, 19th century maybe. The word hasn't really been around a lot. And yet, even conservatives use that word. And I feel like it goes along with this underlying presumption in the debate, an erroneous presumption, that, again, there's some sort of moral equivalence between these two economic models. And so maybe let's not use the word capitalism, because it's deeper than capitalism. It's not just based on capital or money. It's the distinction is between God's economic system and man's different versions that he invents that are totally wrong and false. And what I mean is, here's what I'm trying to say. The founders didn't call it capitalism. They called it the law or the right to private property, because that's God's economic model. And what do you mean? How do you explain that? Well, it's enshrined in God's law. One of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal. There it is. Private property, that a man works for what is his and owns it and keeps it. And it is not the prerogative of others to steal that and take it away, and whether they redistribute it or whatnot, that is a violation of God's law. So the economic debate is not between equivalent worldviews. It's a debate between man's false systems and God's economic system, which is the right to private property. That's what America has instituted. That's what we hold to, whether you call it free market or capitalism, whatever. And the Pope, quite frankly, in his socialist worldview, is wrong. And we need to really maintain that argument in defense of private property rights and call it that. And I was walking around and I saw a sign in a store the other day, patent number whatever, U.S. Patent Office. And it struck me that that's uniquely American, that there's a patent office. When you invent something, it belongs to you. But it's uniquely American. But what I mean is that idea, that concept of ownership, comes directly out of the Bible. So let's not reduce the argument here and be enchanted with what the Pope's economic system is. It's wrong. The American way, which is based on private ownership of your personal property, it's the way, you know, God functioned in the Old Testament. Israel was his possession. The Israelites had their own possessions of land. Not only the tribes, but the people and the families were organized. There were boundaries. They were paid wages, and they owned those wages. And buying and selling, the market, it's all biblical economics. Okay, enough on that. You know, I wanted to address the shooting in Oregon, too, on some of Obama's outrageous comments. But maybe for next time. Until then, let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. You gotta sift through the media and the narratives that they're giving you. These Syrian migrants might not be refugees, and the Pope is just a guy who puts his pants on one leg at a time like everybody else. And what has always made America America is that we know that that's every man, whether he's a president or a king or a pope or just a guy working. Everybody's equal in the eyes of God, under the law. And so as Americans, we're not really impressed with the social elites and regal courts of old world Europe, or the espresso cappuccino sipping professors of new world universities. We're more impressed just with the common working man and with the freedom-loving man, which is why on this show, Pope or not, we're not going to be afraid to hold your feet to the fire.